wait today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats, corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Drug-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in meat. What the heck are they putting in meat next? And this is happening under the watch of the Fear and Death Administration. That's the FDA, those of you know. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, welcome back. Rocking the health world this time today from the Nullify Now Conference in Austin, Texas. And special segments coming up. Lots of healing surprises. I do know Tom Woods will be joining me in a little while, author of Rollback, Meltdown, and Nullification. But man, oh man, what is the government allowing in your food? We've talked pesticides, we've talked additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings. Who would have thunk, as bad as it's been, that the FDA would now acknowledge that there are drug-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in meat that you're buying from the grocery store. That's right. A new study about drug-resistant staph, also known as MRSA, found it in meat and poultry samples. And it certainly sounds alarming, and it should be alarming, because drug-resistant bacteria do not belong in meat. But the FDA has long turned a blind eye to antibiotic usage in animal, big agribusiness, growing animals for food. And this was the inevitable result. And, of course, the inevitable result is that you are exposed to this kind of bacteria, this proliferation, so that the next time you, if you even still believe in the antibiotic realm, you need to rely upon it. You will already have resistant strains in your body simply from eating the garbage that the FDA has said for a long time. Says, it's sure, it's fine, it's safe, it's okay. Well, they didn't talk to me, Robert Scott Bell, or else I'd have told them a thing or two, as I've been talking for years in media. And, of course, this is the new media here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with my weekday show, in addition to GCN Live, on the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday through naturalnews.com. Lots of cool stuff happened. This is a special remote broadcast from Austin, Texas, in honor of the 10th Amendment Center. This is the third one I've been able to attend, and I'm really glad that I was able to do so. In fact, earlier I was speaking on the issue of nullification, and I actually acknowledged in my own history I was probably one of the youngest Americans to ever nullify the FDA. And I'm like, what is that, Robert? What do you mean? How do you know you're the youngest person to nullify the FDA? Yeah, I was, and it relates to something maybe you've heard me say before. When the docs all said, hey, you don't want breast milk, they told my mom anyway, you don't want to give them breast milk, we've got something better. It's in a can, it's powdered, and it's got lots of cool names for ingredients. Let's give them that. And, of course, mom didn't breastfeed me. She did what the doctor said, gave me FDA-approved powdered substitute. And how did I know I was smart? I nullified it the fastest way I could. I threw it up. I projectiled that stuff out as fast as they put it into me. Until, of course, for survival's sake, it's called adaptation, I had to accept what was being given to me because it was all that was done for food. And in that context, of course, you take away whatever nutrients may be available and viable for survival and tuck away the toxins and other things that are not ideal for consumption or for basically growth and healing. The rest of my cells went into a state of defensive posture. And we find ourselves here on a constitutional level doing the same thing. We have the illusion that, of course, we're living, our government has a constitution, we have a constitution, it's the paper, we've seen it, it's there, but they're paying no attention to it, they're running roughshod over it, and for what end? Of course, no good end, in fact, because when you ignore your constitution, you do so at your own peril. And I talk about it in terms of your personal constitution, your body, your temple, your gift of life. You inhabit this clay shell, but it requires very specific things for functionality, for good health, for healing, for recovery from insults and assaults. And we cannot continue to go through life and ignore what it needs, nor we cannot go through life and expect to be healthy and ignore what it doesn't need that we are giving it, either inadvertently or in ignorance, as they say, or through arrogance to say, hey, yeah, I can consume pesticides. And sure, if the milk is radioactive and it's pasteurized, no problem. It means nothing to me. I'm so tough. Again, that's a bit of an arrogant, if not ignorant, combination that can result and does often result in very serious debilitating diseases. Now, it used to be that I could say, hey, don't worry, there's antibiotics in the meat, so if you get sick, you have an infection, just eat the meat, you'll be okay. But now, of course, the reality of that is that having constant chronic antibiotic presence in the food supply, as it would be in the human gut, will breed resistant bacteria, microbes that have no ability to be killed by any antibiotic thrown at them. You know, they laugh at you. You throw methicillin at them, they laugh and they say, ha, 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 that's dinner for us. Lunch and dinner and dessert. We'll eat that. And then, throw me some more. And, of course, in the meantime, you have collateral damage, as if the Pentagon has dropped napalm or cluster bombs on you in the pursuit of this methicillin Staphylococcus aureus, if you will, the resistant strains. And then, of course, what happens to your cells, your epithelial lining of your gut, the tissues of your body, destroyed, inflamed, gutted, if you will. And, of course, that leaves you more susceptible to other infections, whether they be resistant or not. And then they have to throw even more powerful toxic chemotherapeutic agents until you're dead, too. So is that the way? Is that the way our FDA says we can combat these bugs? Is by killing us, too? Because then, if we're dead, we won't have to worry about them. That makes a lot of sense. As I said, what we're seeing here is the evidence of a culture of death in Washington, D.C., not a culture of life. And I, at the Nullify Now here, I spoke earlier about nullifying the FDA, as I said, nullifying them by doing that which is right, necessary, kind, and true, in fact, in healing, whether it be healing cancer, whether it be healing infections, even, and I should say especially, by substances for which they do not approve. I do not require their permission. I do not ask for their permission, nor should you. Of course, that's the worst thing you can say to a bureaucrat. I mean, you can tell them, you can swear up and down, you can say nasty things about their mother, they won't mind, but just don't tell them that their permission is not required, because that gets them every time. That's the worst thing you can do. So I'm just telling you, when you're in with the TSA and they want to grope you, do not tell them that you didn't give them permission. You will find yourself in handcuffs very soon. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to say, except if you want to maintain some level of freedom for the moment. So you've got to choose those times wisely. But the idea is, if you're dying of a disease for which the FDA says you are not allowed to choose anything but the ways we've basically approved of them, and those ways, in fact, may kill you faster than the disease, I think that may be an appropriate time to nullify, if there ever was one, that which the feds, the bureaucratic oligarchy, is trying to say or do to you. Limit your freedom to heal from diseases for which they have no known cure. Because, in fact, they don't admit that there's a cause, even though I would acknowledge that they, in fact, are the cause. The very endorsement of toxins as food, toxins as drugs, is absurd, because there is no, semblance, or there's no perspective that you could ever argue in biological or immunological science that says we just lack certain toxins. We really need to load in the toxins in your body, and then you'll be healthy. I mean, vitamin T, there is no vitamin toxin. What we need to do as a living entity is remove toxins. That's why we have selenium. That's why God gave us a liver, for goodness sake, because it removes those toxins. But if we don't get the nutrients in the body to remove those toxins, of course, then all bets are off. Inflammation cascades continue, and then we have very dangerous inflammations that damage tissue that allow microbes, viruses, to enter through the gastrointestinal tract and basically cause us to succumb to what we call infectious disease. Not because the infectious disease are bad guys and they're evildoers. They're not doing it to get you mad. They just do what they're designed to do if you give them the opening. It's kind of like the vampire that has to ask permission to come in your house. You have to open the door and let them in. But you don't realize you're opening the door and letting them in by the damage that is done to you by pesticide-laden foods, or by relying on antibiotics in childhood, or by even the first vaccine, which guts your gut, which damages your epithelial lining, perhaps permanently, if you don't know what to do to counteract it, to reverse it, to restore integrity to the lining of the gut. And that is why, pushing the First Amendment for all it's worth here, I'm going to tell you what it takes to get that gut back in order. Even if the feds don't like it, they don't have jurisdiction here. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. And not to be so bold, but I believe it's your birthright to heal. And it's your birthright to heal any which way. And I would defend your freedom, in fact, to heal in ways that I disagree with. And even if it doesn't heal, if it suppresses your disease, hey, that's your choice. And honestly, one of the ladies came up to me. Most of the people seem to enjoy my talk today or earlier at the Nullify Now conference. But one of the ladies was upset. She says, I don't think I like that you're talking against drugs. My son was helped by a drug. Okay, great. I'm happy. Well, you actually don't like vaccines. No, I don't. I'm a homeopath. I have a different way of addressing the immune system. But what about all these kids now? I hear that they're getting these diseases are coming back. And I said, yes, ma'am. And the diseases are happening in fully vaccinated children, vaccinated populations. What do you think about that? Well, I don't. I stumbled over that. And I said, what about the kids that are being killed by the vaccines? And she said, well, what about all those that are saved? I said, that's not my question. What about the ones that are killed? What do you tell their parents? Well, I don't know what you tell their parents. Well, get back to me when you do. Don't tell me that you can sacrifice some kids for some good of some a moo cow herd immunity whole, the collective. This is the danger. And here's a woman that came to the nullifying now, and she's a full-on medical collectivist. She can't think clearly. And by the end of our conversation, and I'll be honest with you, but the human emotional side of me did come out, and I'm not proud of myself. I got upset. I did. I just couldn't stomach somebody looking at children with such disregard. That just because your child was helped by a drug, that you disregard the children that were harmed or killed by the drugs or vaccines. That really got to me. And I said, listen, you know, I cannot stomach, you know, your perspective in this regard. And she said, well, I just disagree with you. And I don't have time to look into the science. Because I said, I've been looking into the science for years. Well, if you don't have time to look into the science, we got nothing more to say. And it was a very disappointing conversation. But maybe you know people like that. Maybe those people are in your family. And really, all I can say is may the blessings be, honestly, because I can't invest in changing her. I didn't want to drag her across the street and make her believe what I believe. I don't need that karmic debt or burden. I've got enough of my own, and that's why we should stop forcing people to believe whatever we believe. Freedom is really the solution. It's the answer to all the questions, and that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We come right back. I've got a wonderful man, and I feel smarter just being next to him. His name is Thomas E. Woods. Tom Woods is the author of Rollback, Meltdown, Nullification, and more. Stay right with me. Lots more healing to go on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rock it on. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we're back rocking the health world live from the Nullify Now conference in Austin, Texas, recording here with Thomas Woods, author of Nullification and many other books, including Meltdown. Excellent, excellent things. If you have not picked them up, it is time to do so. And if you're already here in Austin, well, pick it up in person. Tom Woods, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My pleasure, Robert. Thanks for having me.
So we've got a daunting task here. When we talk about healing on my show, I also talk political and economic healing. That's why you're welcome here, and
thank
I love
you.
Having you.
Thank you.
But we have people from the left of the spectrum, the right of the spectrum, up in the spectrum. We've got some people from other planets that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So how do we communicate this concept of nullifying unconstitutional laws? Because some have said, well, the supremacy clause basically defeats any of our arguments, because if somebody at the federal government says it, so no matter what it is, that's it.
Yeah, well, first I'll address that supremacy clause thing. I mean, the supremacy clause says that this Constitution plus laws which shall be made in pursuance thereof shall be the supreme law of the land. Well, that's the whole issue, right? I mean, that just begs the question to appeal to that. The question is this particular law in pursuance of the Constitution or not? That's the issue. And I think, at least I hope, we're getting to a point at which progressives and traditional conservatives can agree that the political spectrum is obviously corrupt. You know, you vote for Obama, you get the same darn thing. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, what is it going to take for us to wake up and realize that we're going to have to try a new strategy here? And you know, a lot of us who, you know, I've only recently become interested in sort of the natural health approaches that
well, you have. Well, you have kids. It's time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm skeptical of some of the things they want to put in the kids' bodies and all the rest of it. I think a lot of us, you know, we believe that people should ideally, you know, they should know where their food is coming from and how it was grown and how it's prepared. And that's by and large possible only when, it's produced locally and you know the guy and you can go get it. You can use community-supported agriculture and all these things. Well, all this points to the idea that although it's wonderful that we can communicate all around the world and we've got that type of globalization that we have made communication so easy and travel so easy, at the same time, there are some things that we want to do face-to-face. And all we're saying with nullification is that the laws that govern how we live have been the making of them has basically been taken away from us. We have allowed them to be exercised by people who really don't care about us one way or the other. You know, even though we call in 2001 against the bank bailouts, they vote for them anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter how we feel about the foreign policy. The president's going to send troops in anyway. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. At some point, we have to say, look, not only do I want my food produced locally, I want my laws produced locally.
Yes.
And yes, it's true that there might be stupid people in my town, but at least they're only screwing up my town.
You know, I'm looking for the rise, you know, of local farmers markets. Now I want the rise of local law markets or something, right? Can we do that?
I mean, really, that you know, when you consider how unbelievably inhumane, in my opinion, and I say this not as somebody who is, you know, I'm as square as can be. I'm the squariest of the square. And yet I am deeply offended by the war on drugs and the way it's conducted. If we should be waging a war on drugs, we should be waging a war on the drugs the FDA is approving.
That's right.
You know, what I mean? Really?
You know, I loved it when Congressman Paul talked about that on his campaign. He's been talking about this for many years. I've interviewed him over the years on health freedom issues. And he said, yeah, we've declared war on the wrong drugs.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, I'll tell you, Rob, I will admit that in the past, as a libertarian, I more or less took the wrong tack on the FDA. You know, I sort of took the traditional, well, this is a bureaucratic structure that whose incentives are such that they tend to let effective drugs go unapproved out of an excessive fear that they might turn out to be bad. And so on net, this thing is doing terrible harm. And there may be cases of that, but I think much more common, it looks like now, is that what's really happened is the phenomenon that economist George Stigler calls regulatory capture, which is when the industry to be regulated comes to dominate the institution that regulates it. It dominates, its people tend to dominate that institution. The way the industry thinks comes to shape the way the regulatory body thinks, and yet we still have some people who kind of have this kind of third-grade view of government that, well, you know, anything government or a government regulatory agency, my gosh, where would we be without them? Well, we'd have all these terrible drugs out there, whatever.
Right.
But with this thing, we have these terrible drugs out there. You know, so, I mean, presumably there are alternatives to this that would not be so subject to regulatory capture. We have to look in this sort of way. We have to think about crushing this monster, decentralizing control, and that sort of thing. That's what the new left used to talk about, was decentralized power, was getting away from these dehumanizing, large, anonymous bureaucratic structures, and that's an area where the old-time right and the old-time left can find some common ground, and that's precisely the area where the Obamas and the Bill Kristols and the John McCains are dead set against us. In my opinion, that's when you know you're on the right track.
Well, yeah, if you're opposed by both the right and the left, of course, we know we're speaking something that's going to have an impact. You know, we recently saw, just prior to this event here in Austin, Texas, Nullify Now with the 10th Amendment Center, Rachel Maddow did a really nasty kind of hit piece on it and pretended like nullification was all about things that the so-called left don't like, right? And she ignored the whole issue of what we talk about, the drug laws, right? We want to nullify the drug laws as well, bring in medical marijuana, decriminalize these things. Even if I'm not a user of those things, the fact is, why is the government banning plants that God created, yet endorsing synthetic pharmaceuticals that man has created that are killing potentially and actually measurable amounts, hundreds of thousands of Americans every year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that hemp can't be produced, I mean, hemp that was produced by the freaking founding fathers, for goodness sake.
I think they wrote something on hemp paper.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I mean, you look at that, you look at how the states might once again gain control over the National Guard in their country, in their states, which the National Guard is being ridiculously abused. It is being put into being put into wars. That's not what their purpose is.
Yeah, what is the basis of taking like a state National Guard, what do they call it, and sending them over to Iraq?
Right.
Where does that come from?
I mean, you know, every time they advertise the National Guard, the theme is the citizen soldier. That's the citizen. And the emphasis is on, you know, there are things that we do here at home. And then in a grave emergency, a defensive situation, they can be used. They're being thrown, and tens of thousands of them are being thrown into these offensive situations. And the states were supposed to have some level of control over this. So in other words, you return these sorts of powers to the local level, then it becomes possible for us maybe to exert control over areas that for decades and decades we've had no control. How much progress have we made against the warfare state? Zero.
Yeah.
How much progress have we made against the war on drugs? Zero. How much progress have we made? The TSA is sticking its hands down our pants, for heaven's sake. At what point do we say maybe the federal government is not this wonderful institution that is looking out for our good? Maybe it has been taken over by the worst elements in society, and we, the people, need to exert powers of our own.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Woods is my guest here at the Austin conference. It's called NullifyNow.com. You check it out there, the 10th Amendment Center. I just spoke earlier about nullifying the FDA, how I, in fact, probably the youngest person on record to nullify the FDA, Tom. When I was born, as an infant, I rejected the breast milk substitute that was approved by the FDA right out of my body. I projectile vomited out right away.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic.
Look, we got to take a break here. Can you stick around for another segment?
I sure can.
All right, Tom Woods, author of Nullification, Rollback, and others, will tell you how to get a hold of those books as well. Having a great time here. I feel smarter already just hanging out with Tom.
Good man.
We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the United States and some say the world of Health Talk Radio, rocking it through GCNlive.com. Check us out at Robert's.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
Robert Gottfeld Show.
All right, thanks for being here at the Nullify Now Conference, Austin, Texas. It's nullifynow.com. And, oh, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show at the Nullify Now Conference. Just spoke earlier, and I've got Tom Woods with me another segment and having a good time here. Your books, tomwoods.com, everybody can find them there.
You betcha, and lots of stuff on nullification, the stuff we've been talking about. And let me just say, Robert, you know, being on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I feel healthier already, man.
As it should be, as it should be, and I'm happy to do so. You know, I got a great passion for applying these principles and laws I had to find for my own health, Tom. And of course, I found out, wow, these are the same principles people like Tom Woods are writing about. I'm just applying them to my body instead of the politic body, if you will, or other things. And, you know, the thing is about laws, very interesting. Not like man-made laws, but there are laws that seemingly govern the universe, and they actually work. And our founding fathers, I think they tapped into that and kind of wrote things related to that, which we've, by and large, abandoned.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them is the, and this is something that has not been talked about in hundreds of years, what is the ideal size of a political society? And, like, that question's not even raised. Like, we immediately think, well, you know, a farm has to be of an ideal size. You know, at some point it becomes dysfunctional. Imagine a bakery that just multiplied and got larger, or you just added more and more and more employees to your bakery. Well, at some point, you know, they're going to be bumping into each other, tripping over each other. It's not necessarily the best thing in the world for something to just get bigger and bigger and bigger. But for some reason, we've been led to believe that none of that holds when it comes to politics, that if 309 million people are being infallibly governed by one city, well, that's just ideal. Why? Why does no one ever talk about that? And it's that doesn't sound like a crankish issue to me. So there's that. I mean, it's these sorts of questions that aren't being asked, and there are so many parallels with the health world. I mean, yeah. You know, today, I think we have more and more people who are growing skeptical of the sort of medical industrial complex. And for some people, that's the entering wedge. First they realize, okay, I don't trust the medical establishment. And then they realize, wait a minute, I don't trust the political establishment either. But with me, it was the other way around. Like, I don't trust these phony baloney people in Washington. Yes, yes. I don't trust them. But then I thought, well, gee, but maybe the corruption goes deeper than that. I mean, maybe there are institutions in our society that have a vested interest in, frankly, not telling us the truth, giving us a distorted picture of things. So with whether it's the military-industrial complex or the medical-industrial complex, my feeling is the burden of proof is on them to show that they're not lying.
Well, you know, that's the awakening. We come to it from maybe different perspectives, and not everybody integrates it fully. I think that's the thing, where you have isolationist views, and I don't speak that in terms of foreign policy, because I think interventionist foreign policy is isolationist, but in terms of, let's say, the left have things that are near and dear to them that they like, right? And then the right has things that they like. And they somehow think that they can isolate those out of the whole thing and still have big government and the other stuff won't happen. Like you said, where's the rollback, like your new book, the rollback of the big government when it comes to warfare? Where is it from welfare? Of course, they seem to come together.
Yeah, you know, in fact, that's been the bipartisan agreement over the years, is that the Republicans say, all right, you can have your welfare if you give us our wars. And, you know, the people in Washington have been more or less willing to make that kind of deal. And, you know, maybe we need to not do that anymore. This sort of thing, especially when you think about, we have allowed ourselves to be talked into the idea that we would be helpless boobs without Barney Frank and John McCain. And I just don't buy that. Like, for instance, I live in Kansas, and the budget crisis there is just unbelievable. And so the governor is actually cutting things like crazy. One of the things he's cutting is the Kansas Foundation for the Arts. So immediately people think, oh, what a philistine, he's cutting the arts and whatever.
Right.
But voluntary funding for the arts has always way, way outdone government funding. It's not even close, and nobody even knows that. But the other thing is, I got an email from a theater that I attend a number of times because of plays that I like to see.
Wait, stand by. We got to take another break. Tom Woods is going to tell us the story about the theater email.
Oh, it's a good
thing. My gosh. We're going to find out about that and powerful healing happening of a political nature and beyond on the Robert Scott Bell Show here at nullifynow.com. Check it out. We're in Austin, Texas. There's another one coming up, if you missed it, in Los Angeles next month or a little later this month. So we're rocking the health world. We'll be back with Tom Woods after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call. at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12+. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom, here's Robert.
So I just got word on the break that without public or government funding of the arts, the world will come to an end here. Tom, what are we going to do? You get emails from them. Maybe it's a plea for help.
Yeah, I got an email from a theater that I've gone to a number of plays at, and they were saying, oh, my gosh, I can't believe the governor is doing this. And you know, did you know we get $5,000 a year from that institute? $5,000 from the government. And I thought to myself, I mean, we have allowed ourselves to become so helpless and pathetic that we can't even imagine how. Have a raffle. Have a bake sale. I'll pay you the $5,000 if that's really the thing. And, you know, it reminds me, you know, I send my kids to a private school.
That's
a wonderful, sweet, you know, little place and great. And most of the people who go to this school are dirt poor. I mean, dirt poor.
Yeah.
So this shouldn't work, right? According to all the models, we shouldn't be able to do this. And yet, we do it. How do we do it? Every parent volunteers 40 hours a semester at the school.
Nice.
Everybody finds something, you know, that we're good at, and we all do it together. Nobody is turned away. Nobody. We make it work somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think about that. I think about how we took basically nothing and built it into a flourishing K-12 school, and here we are, not rich. As I say, most people are not people of means, but yet.
And by the way, just because you appear on TV, it doesn't mean you're rich.
No, no, you know, I do all that for free, of
exactly.
course. Yeah, they don't pay me for that.
It would be nice, but.
But,
you know.
But honest to goodness, the way it's been done is that we all realize that if we don't do it, no one's going to do it for us,
that's
and
right.
somehow the efforts come forth. If we suddenly realize, wait a minute, no one's going to pay for that school lunch if we don't, then we'll start doing it. We'll start making the school lunch.
Yep.
We've just lost the ability to think about how we could live a different way,
mm-hmm.
that we could run our own communities. We are not totally helpless.
Yes. Well, you know, we're sending our kids to a little Montessori program. It's like almost a one-room schoolhouse. It's a nice throwback. But most of the people there are actually quite wealthy, and we're like on the other end going, gee, I hope we can make it this month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is, the community comes together. If there's a family in trouble, everybody kicks in and helps.
Yeah.
And
no one
no
has
government
starved.
Intervention. Exactly.
No one has starved in this
yeah.
community. We would never even consider, and everybody's got some skill. So even if he's unemployed and he's a builder, hey, we need work done around the school. Like, I mean, something will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it takes creativity to do that. You know, the message here, as I say, from a health perspective, of course, I hope that people have the health to be able to act on the things that they're learning about, the things that you know, Tom, and are teaching so many that, you know, either if they watch you on TV or whether they take your courses at the Mises University, now online you've got courses, which is fantastic. The fact is, we have to be healthy enough to apply this information. You have kids, I have kids. It, you know, I'm very worried about them growing up in a world and a country that has turned totally to tyranny. That's bad enough. But I also want them healthy enough to be able to live independent of any forced mandate of you will accept our charity. And, of course, that charity comes with a lot of strings and a lot of toxins, as we've seen what the EPA and the FDA approves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because obviously they have a vendetta against, practically everything you're doing and talking about.
Yeah.
They have been, again, totally captured by the medical establishment. And what would you, I mean, the medical establishment has been fighting homeopathic remedies, not just for like 2 years, for like its whole existence. The American
right.
Medical Association has been dead set against this from the beginning. They're in bed with the government. What other outcome do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. And so these are the things, the monopolistic practices. It doesn't happen by accident. We can even see it in the energy sector, Tom. I mean, right now we're dealing with inflation is evidenced through energy if you buy a gallon of gas. But the idea that the so-called gas or petrochemical fueling came about by, there was a full-on free market thing. I mean, there were some elements of that originally. But eventually, there was a lot of corporatism involved there, as we see corporatism with the nuclear industry. And I'm thinking, if we had the freedom to innovate and not be snuffed out because we have an alternate source of energy that could be produced in a cost-effective manner, of course, if it puts out the oil industry, they're not happy, and they've got really good contacts in government, and they could suppress any kind of evolution in energy use or development. That's another aspect to this.
Yeah, this is another way that the so-called regulatory bodies have, you know, they're not doing what people assume that they're doing. What they often do is squelch innovation. They squelch competitors. That's the purpose. Even when you see something as apparently innocuous as a ban on advertising for some product.
Right.
Well, you know what? Look and see who was behind that ban. It wasn't the public interest groups, whatever. I mean, you know, come on now. I'm not in fourth grade.
Yeah.
It's the big businesses, because they know they already have the name recognition. So if you stop advertising right now, they're frozen in forever.
Right.
But how does a newcomer break in without advertising? So, I mean, just in other words, even when you see something innocuous, assume dirty work is afoot.
Yeah, exactly. And the government's involved. We want to roll it back. Your latest book, Rollback, is excellent. Love it. I hope everybody gets it. If you haven't already, check it out at TomWoods.com. Tom, my friend, it is always an honor and a pleasure to have you on board. I feel smarter, as I said. Every time you feel healthier, I feel smarter. We're good to go.
That's right. Thank you, Robert. My pleasure.
All right. Tom Woods, rocking the health world here at NullifyNow.com. Austin, we'll be back with more powerful healing wrapping up this hour, but we got lots more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard
standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, thanks to Tom Woods for dropping by the Robert Scott Bell Show here at the natural nullification. It is. It's not unnatural. It's natural to nullify. It's absolutely appropriate, and we're glad to do it. Nullifynow.com. This is the Austin event. There's another one coming up soon in Los Angeles. So check out nullifynow.com. Also, if you don't already get the newsletter updates, robertscottbell.com. Sign up there. And if you want to know more about my weekday show, go to naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell, and you can sign up for the daily updates there. Now, on to the follow-up to the story I opened with this hour, talking about the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in everything and in the meat that you eat and the meat that the FDA and USDA and Department of Agriculture can't seem to get a handle on. What are we going to do? Throw more antibiotics at it? No, heck no. We're going to make better choices about the food we eat, are we not? Absolutely. However, having said that, when we have antibiotic residues in meats and so many toxic chemicals coming in through food, water, air, it disrupts the good gut ecology as it is. And, of course, that precipitates the overgrowth and imbalance of the so-called pathogenic bacteria. Not only that, because of the inflammation of the tissues, the epithelial lining of the intestines, you have the ability of viral particles to transit through the epithelial lining into the blood and lymph and other areas of the body where it replicates, causing vicious, nasty infections. So what do you do about that? Well, we've got to get the probiotics back in. There's just no way around it. If you have not yet, call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get your probiotics. Please take your time to do so now, or at least on the news break coming up. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And say hi to Jonathan from me, and thanks from me for having all of these whole food options available to you, my listeners. I appreciate you very much. Now, we also need to address the radiological assault. It's not bad enough that we've got to deal with microbes and methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. We do have background levels of radiation rising. I've been sent some information that it is very real. Natural News has been following it. Mike Adams has been following it very well. And I've got some links up that I'll be putting up on the blog. You should check it out, and let's see, it's too complicated of a name, but I will have it in my update, so if you're not already getting the updates, check it out. But you can actually see the overdrift coming, whether it's iodine, cesium, and total analyses, and it is real, it is serious. No, it's not going to kill you tomorrow. And the thing that Obama says, oh, don't worry, we'll tell you when it's time to panic. No, by then it's too late, Obama, and so don't wait. Do the things you know. Now, see, the thing is, these exposures are creating scenarios where we can see cancer growth, 10 years from now, 15 years, 20 years, much less iodine issues, right? The radioactive iodine replacing the healthy iodine, so make sure you're eating your sea vegetation. But even more so, we see long-term cancers of all kinds occurring at younger and younger ages as well, because the youngest among us are most susceptible to the elevated levels of radiation. This is not panic. This is rational prevention or reversal. And we're going to do it with the EMF Detox Electromagnetic Radiation Remedy from my good friend Dr. Frank King at King Bio. And I've got a link up there to kingbio.com. There's also a Peace of Mind kit that includes this EMF radiation detox. And you can go to kingbio.com or just click through the link updates and you'll see it there. Also, I have a link directly to the EMF detox, but you can also reach them toll free in North America, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Once again, hope you can hear me through all of the fun here at NullifyNow.com. We are live and in person recording this at the Nullify Now event in Austin, Texas. We've got some surprise guests coming up next hour. And in the meantime, I want to talk to you about a few more things that I think are very important right now. And quite honestly, that which is most important to me right now, believe me, there are many things. And, you know, I decipher this. My brain's going, whoa, you got to talk about this. You got to talk about this. I'm trying to say, no. I need to stay focused right now on the radiation issue. It's very real. I'm sorry for all the people who think this is hype. No, it's not. It's very real. The thing is, it's invisible, and as I say, it doesn't get you today because you're not dealing with direct Chernobyl levels next to you. But the elevated radiation levels are very real, and we've got to counteract them, and we've got to do the things that are necessary. One of those things is to increase the production, enhance the production of glutathione in the body. And this is essentially done by, you know, of course, selenium, getting your selenium levels up. But one of these things overlooked is the whey protein. And, of course, the One World Whey that's already been produced. Man, grab a hold of it now while you can to get that whey in you to enhance the glutathione production so you can really detoxify the cells, because it's the inflammatory process that damages your cells. The free radicals are keeping coming and they're hammering, and the radiation is increasing the free radical damage and hammering this even further. So we've got to do something about that. We can't stick our heads back in the pill bottle. The pills are not going to reverse this stuff. And we're moving forward, empowered to care for ourselves in spite of some disastrous things happening on planet Earth because of the arrogance of men. And we can't remain ignorant like those who just would argue against what this message is, because it is not a message that is against per se anything as much as it is for freedom, for your right to know, for your liberty to know that which is appropriate for things to deal with, health, healing, and otherwise. And I am blessed to be here with you every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. Very special day today that we're recording this at the Nullify Now event. Special guest coming up next hour. I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to stand by after the news. We're very excited about who's coming up next. Rocking the health world every week and now every day through naturalnews.com. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. And loving the opportunity to do this with you. We'll be back after this news break with more powerful healing. Special guest on the Nullification Tour, this time in Austin, Texas. Robert Scott Bell signing off until after the news break and reminding you, as I always do, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.